CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Indiana Honeline, the dusty one, his chapeau, the bag of tricks, the bullwhip. And we go to a mystery, the enormous stones that make up the Temple Mount, first temple period. Where did they come from and how did they get them there? Indiana, you found a clue.
We found a big clue, which I actually witnessed myself. There's an area called Har Hotzvim, Quarryman's Hill, and people didn't know why it was called that until the excavations that are prepared in any time there's new construction, because everywhere in Israel there are major archaeological underpinnings under the ground. And so they found, as they were doing this construction, an enormous ancient quarry that dates back to the first century, the period of the Second Temple. And all these big building projects had always been a mystery, such as the Temple Mount, how they got these huge building blocks, some of which can weigh up to 570 tons each. How did they move them? How did they quarry them? Well, because this was actually left in situ, that the blocks and the carvings and stuff were left in place, archaeologists first time can replicate some of the ancient technologies and experiment and try to recreate the process by which they were quarried, the stones, and by which they were transported. And you can see some of them at the base of the Western Wall and inside the tunnels next to the wall. Some of them are so huge, it's strange the imagination to think about how they were able to move them. So this is a really major development and could unlock a lot of secrets about that period and the construction.
Quickly, Indiana, Gideon. They found the name Gideon where? 1100 BCE.
This was an inscription and it written in ink on a pottery vessel, as many were. This is 3,100-year-old inscription. And it tells the story of Jerubbaal. Jerubbaal was actually the name of a god, a pagan god, but in the earlier years it was used to mean may the Lord be great. And it dates to 1100 BC when we believe that Gideon the judge lived, according to the Bible. And this was in the Jezreel Valley, less than 100 miles away. The inscription could have belonged to another Jerubbaal.
Indiana Honeline, the bag of tricks, the chapeau, back out on the road. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.